Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Special Ed Strategist podcast. I am your host, Wendy Taylor, special ed strategist myself, IEP coach, and advocate for families navigating the IEP process. So let me ask you a real quick question before we get started. When you open your kiddo's IEP progress report, do you feel confident, like you're getting a clear picture of how they're doing, or do you find yourself kind of thinking, sure, is this adequate progress? How did they determine if these adequate progress? Wondering what it really means after all. We're talking about IEP progress reporting and how that all works and how you can dig in deeper and to get a better understanding of how your kiddo's doing at school and with their IEPs. So if you've ever felt confused, frustrated, left in the dark, you are absolutely not alone. And that feeling, it does matter, because understanding your kiddo's progress is not just a checkbox. It is the key to knowing what supports are working, what supports are not working. Is the IEP actually becoming effective? And so it's really your data points that the school is providing on the progress that your kiddo is doing towards their IEP, individualized education program, their goals that have been outlined. So it's the difference of growth or staying stagnant, and between empowerment and uncertainty. So I want to hand you this flashlight. So by the end of the day, at the end of this episode, you're going to know exactly how progress should be measured, what your legal rights are regarding your IEP and that progress, and how to interpret those progress reports with clarity. And when you're not clear, how to seek answers, I should say. So you're going to walk away with that confidence and ask those questions when things don't seem quite right. So we're going to start with this big picture. Measuring progress is not just a compliance task for school. It can seem that way. It is going to be the backbone of your kiddo's success. So it tells us if those interventions that are outlined in the IEP are effective, if goals need adjusting, or if your kiddo requires a different approach altogether. Without accurate progress monitoring, we're just guessing, and that's never going to work. It's never going to be effective, and our kiddos deserve absolutely way more than guessing. So what are our legal rights? So under the Individualized Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, schools are legally required to measure and report progress on your kiddo's IEP goals. It should happen usually typically in line with when you get a report card. So if you're receiving your student's report card, with that report card, whether in a separate envelope, but at the same time, you should be receiving progress reporting on the IEP goals that are in your kiddo's IEP. So, and these updates should be more than checkboxes or generic phrases, drop-down menus. They really need to show how your child is moving towards those measurable goals. So remember, in an IEP, we tend to take an IEP, we can create measurable goals with it if needed, if it aligns, and that way we really know what we're looking at and that roadmap that we're following. So where can you find this requirement in your kiddo's IEP? So every state, every district looks a little bit different, but you're going to want to go to that section that outlines the goals. Right below each goal, there should be a section that states something about how progress will be measured, when progress will be reported. So if the section is missing in your IEP or it's unclear, what you need to do is ask for somebody to show it to you. Ask simply, hey, I'm just wondering, I can't find this in my kiddo's IEP. Where can I find it? Ask the person that sits at that special education space in your IEP meetings. So if you don't see data when you're getting that progress report, that's where your red flag is coming up, right? So if you see phrases like making progress without specifics, total red flag. Total red flag. What does making progress look like for your individual child, and how are they making progress? Where's the data to say that? Not just, I feel like this student has made progress. I love feelings, but not when it comes to reporting IEP progress. So if you feel uncertain, you have that right to ask more information. You can even call an IEP team meeting to dig a little deeper if needed. So we're going to zoom in a little bit of what good progress monitoring actually can look like. How do schools actually track progress? progress. There's several common tools and methods, and knowing these will help you understand what you should expect and how we can ask those questions. There's observation logs, so teachers note behavioral skills, put them their responses in real time. There's curriculum-based assessments. These are quick, regular check-ins that are aligned with what your kiddo's learning. There's rubrics for grading scales that show less levels of mastery. There's frequency counts that can track how often a behavioral skill occurs. There's also goal tracking software. I've even gotten really just down to basics. I've had a sticky note. I know the goal number in the student that I'm working on, and I make tally marks on a sticky note. And then when I get back to a computer, I put it in there as evidence. So there's different options and ways that we can collect data, but first understanding what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we're going to do it. And so really, if you're collecting data once or twice a week, great. Waiting 9 weeks to dig out all the information, it should be a little bit more organized, but there needs to be data. Your goals will say how and when and where all of this is going to take place. So look at those goals and have the conversation. Ask your IEP team, how is data going to be collected on this goal? If it is a SMART goal, S-M-A-R-T, it should have all of this in there. So if the answer is unclear, push for specifics. You can also ask to see raw data sheets, meaning this is the data that, like that sticky note, where they're actually putting down the days that they collected it, what did they do, and how did they do it, right? So it's that daily or weekly data collection by the teacher. So if the schools don't have raw data to show you, ask, how are you then determining the adequate progress if we don't have documented data? The question alone can prompt that much needed review of how progress is being tracked for that individual student. Sometimes there's a little bit of jargon. What is an IEP, an IDEA without all of the jargon? So progress reports can read a tad by legal documents, also in how they're printed in the forms that a certain district uses. Sometimes they just don't align and they're not very easy or user-friendly to consume. They can also have terms that we don't understand, like baseline data. All that's saying is that the starting point of when the goal was written, if you see something that says benchmarks or objectives, those are the mini goals or those mini checkpoints that come under that bigger goal. If you see a word called mastery criteria, that's going to be the level your kiddo needs to reach to achieve that goal. Sometimes they may say 80% accuracy. What does that mean? Dig deeper. What does that look like in real time is the question I like to ask. So whenever you get a report, match it back to those elements. If the progress update doesn't connect the dots from baseline to benchmark to mastery, ask for the data, all right? So when progress reports in reality don't match, that does happen. The school says your kiddo is making progress, but you don't see it necessarily at home. That disconnect is really important, right? So we are talking about educational impact, but it really needs to align with home and community and school. So your observations at home really do matter. If you notice struggles that contradict the progress reports, bring those concerns to the team and bring your data to the team, right? Think of it like a business meeting. Unfortunately, it doesn't keep that warm, fuzzy flow in there. We love to have it in there with continued collaboration between school and home, but really ask for work samples that they're seeing, bring work samples that you're getting in the book bag back home. Your input is really important to this picture of how a student is doing and performing. So sometimes progress does become stagnant, right? So we wrote a goal, it's become stagnant, the report starts showing the same thing, you know, and you're just not seeing any progress. So this is the critical moment that I need you to pause. I need you to ask the question, is this a just right goal for my kiddo? So is the goal too difficult that can overwhelm a student and making them feel stuck? And sometimes the goal needs to be broken down into smaller, more achievable steps. So we call this scaffolding. So breaking down this goal into those bite-sized pieces so that your kiddo can experience success and build that needed momentum. So to expand a little bit more on this just right goal concept, I want you to track it home with purpose. I want you to create a simple progress journal tailored specifically to a particular IEP goal. I tend to say this a lot. I want you to prioritize things so you don't feel overwhelmed. You can also create something in your smartphone so that you can collect and understand what is happening. So if your kiddo is working on reading fluency, go ahead and time their reading sessions. You can do that at home so that you have your own data to see if it aligns. So if it's behavior, note those patterns, including triggers or durations of meltdowns, to compare that home observation with the school's progress report. And do they align? Is there a disconnect? Again, you can always ask for that raw data when you receive a progress report. Don't stop at just the summary. Make sure that you email anything that you request in writing. You know, you could simply just say, could you please share the raw data or daily tracking sheets to help me better understand this progress update? Ask them how the team is going to determine progress data if it's not being consistently collected. This can certainly prompt them or the team to revisit that data collection process. I want you to locate that reporting plan on the IEP, go to the goals section, check out how they're going to report it. What does it look like? Make sure that you understand that as a parent. And if it's vague or says something like teacher observation, I want you to ask them in writing and seek clarification. Teacher observation, what does that look like? How are you reporting? How are you monitoring? Make sure that you know those specific intervals that they're collecting data and progress updates, whether it's every 6 weeks, every 9 weeks, and make sure that you understand that, that you have a collaborative conversation with the team so that it makes sense, so that that IEP is truly individualized for your student. Remember, if progress stalls, you're going to ask about some adjustments. You want to make sure that you notice the progress, you know, to say, I noticed this progress is stagnant for multiple reporting periods. Sometimes I've seen goals sit on an IEP for year after year after year. You have to ask, what are we doing? Are we truly impacting the student's educational growth? If the answer is no, if we're not making progress, why? Let's look at that. How can we change that? And how are we specific in the ways that we're going about that? Remember those little benchmarks or objectives, those little stepping stones that come under a goal, just to make sure that we're in line with that student's needs. And then you can just ask, can we look at whether this goal is too overwhelming or too broad? Ask the questions as a parent. Would it make sense to break it into smaller, more achievable steps? Use the term scaffolding. Schools know this language. It's a process of supporting a student's growth. It's creating those smaller, more obtainable benchmarks. And always request, if you feel needed, a IEP goal review meeting. You know, don't wait for that annual IEP. So if progress is consistently slow, you're unclear on things, don't wait for that annual. Just say you have the right and just ask, can we meet to review this goal and the data? I'm confused. I don't see growth. And I want to work together as a team to ensure that we can make this better for my kiddo. We can scaffold it. What can we do? All right. So at the end of the day, progress monitoring is not just paperwork. It is going to be the story of your kiddo's educational growth. And you have every right to understand that story and to be a part of the main character in that story to help shape. So when you open that next progress report, I want you to feel equipped, empowered, and confident. So asking all of those good questions. I hope this episode helped you today. I encourage you to please like and follow and share if it did. And thank you for joining me on the Special Ed Strategist podcast. Your advocacy is powerful. And together, we're going to ensure that every kiddo gets the support they need. Don't forget, again, like, follow, and share. That really helps on my end. If you need more in-depth IEP guidance, if you're looking for a course on that, go ahead, learningessentials.edu. We also offer that academic support as well. Until next time, keep asking those questions, keep tracking progress, and keep believing in what is possible for your kiddo. Until next time, I'm your host, Wendy Taylor.